The woman Greco.
I'm talking to Michelle Gray, who did a BSc degree, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
And you currently work at Gardline.
Gardline Geosurvey Limited.
Yeah, which is a marine environmental technology.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Can you just say a little bit about what you do in your job?
I am the laboratory supervisor. So mm-hmm. I make sure to train our offshore scientists on certain procedures which have to deal with testing of the seabed sediment that they'll grab. We do this for a survey, which would be before a well or a pipeline would be put in. So it's mainly oil and gas that ask us to do this. We are doing wind farms now. And so for them to meet the legislations that are out there for the environment to be protected, we'll do what they call a baseline survey.
Right.
After the baseline is done, if it has been okayed to go ahead and go through with the project, we then would get hired to continue on just giving our feedback if the area is being changed at all and how drastically that might be being changed.
Is it local to the UK or is it
the
sea areas?
It used to be.
Right.
It used to be primarily North Sea.
Right.
But we are worldwide now, so we've got jobs down in Australia. We have jobs out in the US.
Gosh.
We've done some Mediterranean jobs. We had a job out in the Black Sea where a lot of the, because we'll take macrofauna samples to determine what species are living there. And we had to send the samples off because there's no taxonomist that specializes in the Black Sea. So we sent them off to Natural England, and they had us in to visit. We found that they had hundreds of first-time surveyed species. So we were quite excited about that.
Yes, I guess it is exciting because, you know, the sea is, I guess, is one area that still people are making discoveries in. Is this something that you've always been interested in?
What I was really interested in, which is really funny because as a child, you know, you get your things that you think are really fun and you would like to do. Marine science was one of those things that I did look into, but I was always going for biochemistry. Biochemistry was what I wanted to get into because I saw too many of my family members suffer through cancer. And so what I really wanted to do was to do cancer research. So when I first went to school, I was 19, went straight from high school, and I went to a church-run institute that my parents then got a discount on, which is why I went to it. They didn't offer biochemistry, so they suggested that I did 2 years there and then transfer over to a four-year institution, which then would have the biochemistry. So I took biology and chemistry side by side. So I was basically doing it in halves. But then I wound up... Life happens. I met somebody. We got married, started a family, postponed my degree because he was the breadwinner. And after my children got into full-time education, that was always my mindset, that once they were looked after during the day, I would then start taking part-time classes and get my degree finished. So that's where it went from there.
And so why did you do a distance degree?
Well, only because of the situation I'm in now. I wound up, that marriage didn't work out. So I took my children out of that situation and wound up working for a genetics company in Bothell, Washington, who weren't willing to support me financially other than pay me what I was doing. To finish my degree, but they gave me time off. So I was doing like night classes and afternoon classes as and when I could get them. And I found that it wasn't going to happen for biochemistry because you have to have such a free schedule to wind up in the lab. And I had all my maths taken care of, and I had all but one module of chemistry completed, and it was the physics that I needed to finish. When I met and married my now husband, who is from Great Yarmouth, England.
Yes.
And that was right after 9/11. 9/11 caused a lot of havoc in America, and especially in industries. Like, my husband's an engineer, so he was trying to find a job to move stateside, keep the children, you know, near what they've been used to, and I would continue working. And he would come out and find a job.
Mm-hmm.
and we were going to do it that way. What happened was the company I was working for got dissolved. So that left me without a job.
Right.
And so then we went to plan B, which was we came over here instead. And we looked at it as an opportunity, not just for, you know, our marriage to flourish, but for the children to have an experience living in a different country. And it really did, like, help them a lot. I think the education they got over here was far better. My bosses at the time found out I was going to be moving over here and said that if I finished my degree over here in science, I would be far more, that would be much more of an advantage to me than an American science degree.
Why did you decide to do it with Warmborough College?
Well, the reason why I was looking online, because I had found the job here at Gardline as an assistant laboratory technician. And I talked to them about how they would feel if I, you know, went back to school, because that was still on my mind, that that's what I wanted to do, finish my degree. Because I was halfway there, according to the credit system in America. And so I started looking into the options. They weren't willing for me to take time off. But they were willing to pay for it.
Right.
So here I was in a different situation. I was going to have the funding, but not the time. So that's why I started. I looked at the Open University. And I was putting in biochemistry. I was going to finish my biochemistry up. And your environmental science degree, the BSc, kept coming up on all the searches for biochemistry because you offer three different modules for biochemistry.
Right.
It was the only one I could find. And when I saw that it was environmental science, I wasn't put off by that, because that actually would help with my career here. This is an environmental company. I thought, well, that's going to be okay. They had just mentioned that once I beefed up what I was hired to beef up, which was the particle size analysis portion of the lab here, that once that was done, that it would be a possibility I would be made supervisor. And then I was looking for, like, long-term just staying here with the company and possibly managing the lab at one point, if that ever became an opportunity. So that was why it was. It just seemed to tick all the boxes, and it was going to be able to do distance learning. I didn't have to go into, you know, the institution.
Yeah.
I could do the tests here from work and have the adjudicators. It would just, everything just kind of fell into place.
Were you able to draw on any of your work experience when it came to the actual study?
Oh, definitely. Yes, and from some of my coworkers who had taken some as their main major. Like when I did animal behavior, there was a girl that I found out had mastered in animal behavior. So I was able to, like, talk to her about it. When I did all the marine science modules, there, most of the people I work with here are marine biologists. So there was a lot of support that I got here from work. They had the books. I have a library here at work that they use for research on the reports that are written. I had access to all those books that I could use for my coursework, and that helped a lot, and it helped me understand what I was doing more here in the lab.
What was it like studying? Were you studying, like, all full-time while you were working? How was that?
How was that? Okay, the first year when I was just assistant, it was perfect, because they told me I could have the last couple of hours of each day. If I didn't have anything else going on, they didn't mind me doing some of the coursework here at work. Once I was made laboratory supervisor, which was just about a year into my course, then the time got a little more challenging, because now I was having to train scientists on some of the procedures here. I had to make sure that I was meeting deadlines with the samples that were coming in. And because of my first research project, which had to do with comparing three different standards for particle size analysis on seabed sediment, we then started to offer these out to the clients, and it doubled our numbers.
Wow.
So it was really, really positive. And we started to bring in third-party work, which they had never done before. So that was really good.
So, I mean, what kind of contact do you have? And when you're doing the distance learning course, do you have contact with a particular person while you're doing the course?
Like the tutors?
Yes.
That I had, they were wonderful. Each tutor I had, I could email into the registration office administrator, the same email address I would send my coursework into. I could tell them, could you give a message to my tutor because I'm not quite sure about this?
Yeah.
Or could you ask them if I can do this instead because this isn't going to work out? And they would get back to me usually next day.
That's great.
And they would probably have even talked on the phone if I had had some more time during the day to do that.
Yeah. Did you have like a dissertation or a final project that you
had? I had three during the course. I had they're called research projects, and they're my choice, but I had to have them okayed by the tutor who was in charge of that, who happened to be Dr. Julian for all three of my research papers. Which I was very lucky to have him as my tutor for that, because he gave a lot of good advice and helped me right along with those. So, that was what I think the combination of that made, put together the amount of work. You can guide it towards the way that you want the end result to be, if that makes sense.
Thank you for taking this time out to talk to me today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. I think Warrenborough is a wonderful organization, and I've been really pleased to be able to have found it in the first place. And it's helped me reach my goal of getting my BSc finally after a lot of years. I'll say it that way. It's been a lot of years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.